Good evening, everyone. Conflicting messages tonight, as far as I'm concerned. We hear this gospel reading, and it tells us, do it in secret. Go in your house, go in that room, prayer room, if you will. If you ever saw that movie, the war room. Go in secret. Don't let anybody see. And yet, in a few minutes, we're going to stand up here and get acid on our head, so that when we walk out, everyone's going to see it. So I don't understand that. God is telling me to do it in secret, and then you're turning around and saying, wait, mark yourselves today. Well, that's because today the marks us as children of God. And as we go out from here, this place this evening, I've got to change my wording because I did it this morning. This evening, as you go out from here, you have this mark of Christ being Christ's own. And it makes us all part of this same family of the children of God. Now, you also will notice there was a piece on the gospel that I read that was not in your bulletin. I don't know how strictly you follow the bulletins. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. That part got omitted for whatever reason last year on the gospel. I just used the reading from last year. That's really kind of an important thing. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. We're entering into Lent, a time of reflection, self-examination, relationship with God, deepening that relationship, and it's a time to think about those things that hold us down and prevent us from furthering that relationship, getting into that deeper relationship with God. And that's where this goes for me today. Treasures on earth, those things that kind of get in our way, obstacles. And at Lent, we're to take a look at what those obstacles might be and work towards turning away. That's the repentance piece, the turn away piece. Look at the things that prevent us or keep us from talking to God, from being with God, taking away time with God. But the other part of it is, some people in Lent, oh yeah, I'm not having chocolate, right? I'm not having ice cream. That's fine, that's good. If that's what you want to do for Lent, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, it kind of becomes their trophy that they carry around and they can't wait until Easter so they can have that chocolate again. That's not really what it's about. It's about deepening your heart and deepening that relationship from within. And that's the secret part. That's where the secret comes in. God wants us to turn in secret, in quiet, in reflection. All those other things from the outside that press upon us, we need to make sure that they're not overpowering us. I love sound the trumpet. Sound the alarm. Sound the trumpet means to make ready. Something big is coming. And yes, we're going to walk through the darkness of Lent. As we walk toward Calvary, we're going to get there, but it's going to be darkness. There's going to be some quiet times as we do that. I also thought of a fire, this idea of ashes and rising up from the ashes. If you've ever seen a forest fire or seen pictures of a forest fire, everything's done. Everything's gone. A true forest fire that really kind of wipes everything out. But yet, through the ashes, through that gray, through that darkness, springs life, springs those first grasses or shoots of new growth that come from that. And that's kind of what we're called to do. We put these ashes on us tonight and we have this regrowth time. We're going to come out on the other side of this, new and changed, if we're truly following the practices of Lent, of that reflection and that quiet time and secret. We're reminded again to return to the Lord with all your heart. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. And that's this whole idea of with all your heart. Come to him with all you have to offer. All your faith, all your trust, and all your dependence on him. And Lent hopefully will be a time to recognize and realize how much we do need God and how much we do depend on God to help us, to walk with us, to see us through. I would hope that we would let Lent be a time of renewal, of rising up from the ashes of worldly ways, of looking at your relationship with God so that you may experience the resurrection and rise in glory. Amen.